10.10 Part 2 The History of Modern Chewing Gum.
So, what's the history of modern chewing gum? Well, in 1871, Thomas Adams, an American inventor, introduced chewing gum from Mexico to the US, and it became popular very quickly with American kids.
Yes, but it was in 1892 when a very clever young man called William Wrigley decided chewing gum was the thing of the future. He was a business genius. He was the first to use advertising to help sell his products.
Really? What did he do?
He hired hundreds of pretty young girls. He called them the Wrigley Girls. And they walked up and down the streets of New York and Chicago, handing out free chewing gum. Millions of pieces were given away.
Very clever. Very modern.
Yes. He also had huge electric billboards made. One billboard was a mile long and ran along the side of a train track. So, of course, Wrigley's gum soon became very popular all over the US.
But how did the rest of the world get to love chewing gum?
Well, during the Second World War, American soldiers were given Wrigley's gum to help them stay calm. In fact, in 1944, all chewing gum production went to the US Army, and they took it overseas and gave it to children. Soon they were followed everywhere with the cry, "Got any gum, chum?" So, of course, it spread worldwide.
Yes, I believe it's even taken into space by the astronauts. So, Lillian, what is it made of?
Well, the strangest thing about gum today is that nobody knows exactly what it's made of. The recipe is secret.
Ah, thank you, Lillian. That's all fascinating. But there's a problem with gum. It's a favourite habit, but when the flavour has gone and we finish chewing, what do? We throw it away. Chewing gum litter covers the streets of all our towns. Did you know that the cost of cleaning it from the streets of London is more than £10 million a year? Now, that's a fact worth chewing on.